Now, love is in the air all around us, and half the country are only 4 days away from their Valentine's Day. So what happens if your skin isn't playing ball? Well, listen up, because Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and the Skin Nerd, is here with her top tips to get you looking your best for February 14th. It's so good to have you back.
Good morning. It's so lovely to be here.
So many things that I want to ask you because I could probably just turn off my own mic and let you go because it's what you do best. But we are obviously talking everything doesn't revolve around Valentine's Day and Galentine's Day and all that kind of stuff. But it's still nice to feel nice in your skin at the same time. So
I think the first thing I'd say is never put pressure on yourself for any date and any stage throughout the calendar. And I do think Valentine's brings that extra element of, if you're not in a space where you want to celebrate, it can kind of bring a little bit of unsettled. But what I would treat this segment as is, let's talk about how to look after your skin and give yourself a little bit of a DIY spa day at home. Mind yourself literally from top to toe, regardless of whether you have a date with yourself or a date with someone else or no date at all.
Yeah, just for life in general. Because you feel so much better when your skin is in tip top shape.
Honestly, when I get out of the shower and things are like, my feet are looking pedicured and beautifully groomed, I'm like, I have my life together. That is my telltale sign. Yeah, 100%.
So let's start at the very beginning, okay? If we talk about, the face, we'll go with that. What are we using as a skincare base?
So skincare base, ultimately, this goes for, as I said, if you're going out for dinner or just staying at home and having dinner yourself, but if you want your skin to look as glowy as possible, skincare is going to be, I suppose, the consistent that I would hope you are doing AM and PM 365 days of the year. But if you really want that kind of quick fix, this is where makeup comes into play as well. And what I love about skincare and makeup now in 2025 is that they're not almost a standalone entity, they're kind of merging. Yeah. So when I talk about skincare primers, they're a makeup product that just gives the skin that immediate, slightly, what would they say? It's like a false illusion, if you will, but I'm here for it.
Little cheat.
It's so dull outside. I need every little bit of cheat that I can get. But yeah, essentially getting something that has glycerine, hyaluronic, ceramides. A lot of primers have what we call like illuminating particles in them. So you get just that beautiful, dewy, reflective glow. And to be honest, even on a Monday morning like this, if you put something like that on, you just feel that little bit more of a pep in your step, a bit more bright. So really you're trying to look out for products that are makeup based, but do really have a lot of skincare infused goodness in them. And watch your skin whenever you try a new makeup product. Sometimes they can cause a bit of breakout, sometimes they can cause dryness. So ultimately, if you're working back from any date, be it Valentine's or going to a hen or whatever it could be, working out that you're trying to try new products a little bit in advance so that you're not waiting to the week and then you go, there's a spot thanks to that new product. So that's the one thing that I'd be aware of always.
That is my biggest toxic trait all the time, is like I have my makeup down to a T, but then when I have something very important, I'm like, I'll try something new. Why would I do this to myself?
I'm the same. But I'm like a magpie. I'm like, ooh, it's new, it's trendy, it's what is it?
Yeah.
But I tend to be able to plead the fifth that it's actually part of my career. So I must
try it.
But if you look at the stats, like Harley Street Medical actually did a study between all of their clinics between January and February for the last 4 years, and have actually maintained that the desire for treatments, facials are actually up at that stage more of the year than the rest of the year, which shook me.
Mad.
I really thought that beauty treatments would be highly coveted more coming into the summer when we're typically more on show, or coming up to kind of that winter season where we tend to have a lot of parties and gatherings. But actually this time of the year, people are looking for tweakments, treatments and facials and new products. So again, going back to, don't put yourself under that pressure, but statistically we know it's a really, really busy time of year for people to want to feel like the best version of themselves.
Okay, so we're looking at like nice glowy primers just to give us a little shine from on quite literally a surface level.
Exactly. So
something that you've spoken about before, and when we want our body to be looking snatched, what are we doing?
Well, my next answer won't help, but with the snatching side, I think that does involve a little bit of steps and movement and gym work. But in terms of skin, I'm a big advocate for body brushing. Mm. So I should say I'm a big advocate for it, but I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. People seem to think I have the most like tedious 10, 20 minute skincare regime. I'm not. I have the same 20 minutes as everyone else. It doesn't always happen. But body brushing, essentially, it almost looks like an old school large toothbrush. Yeah. That's the best way I can visually describe it if you've never seen it. So it's a long, typically a wooden handle. At the end, you kind of have different types of bristles, quite large, usually kind of a circular shape. And the whole premise behind this is that you're mechanically, so kind of physically exfoliating the skin ever so slightly. This isn't permission to go, absolutely crazy and brush like you are brushing your teeth. You are ultimately trying to stimulate what we call our lymphatic system. So we all have a lymphatic system, and essentially what happens with it is it gets a little bit sluggish because, unlike your circulatory system, for example, where you have pumps in it, we don't with the lymphatic. So you tend to find it can be a little bit puffy puffy or a little bit, you know, swollen is more medical, so kind of more puffy and sluggish, and the skin just might be slightly discoloured in areas. I don't mean pigment. So when you look down, how would you know? If I take, and I'm not going to do it for anybody, do not worry, but if I stick off all my clothes right now, essentially my skin would kind of be blotchy around my leg area. So when I do my body brushing, I'll always hold it quite firmly and then brush upwards, upwards, upwards. You're always going upwards towards the heart, and essentially afterwards I just look like a nice even colour all over. Now I'm not looking to look pink and red. That's not the goal. That means you've gone too far, but it really does help with the skin, helps to exfoliate. If you are putting body products on afterwards, it really, really does absorb so much better. But it's an old traditional Chinese tool, and it's an Ayurvedic medicine application. So it's so simple, so affordable, and really easy to do.
When are we doing it though?
Yeah, good question. Ideally in the morning, but I don't know many people that have all that time in the morning.
I don't think so.
So for that reason, I will say at night is probably the most realistic. So ideally before you get into the shower or just straight after the shower. I personally prefer before the shower because the skin is really dry, and it's called dry body brushing. And then you get into the shower, and the heat of the shower essentially then continues on to lay the pores open, have your full body cleanse, and then out you get. And
so
dry.
Get your hair mask on, start your body brushing, get into the shower then, and you'll be just like this lovely...
And just the one thing I'd say is it does take a little bit of time for you to see a difference. It's not one of these, you know, quick fix once I do it, et voila, unfortunately. So it is something that you're doing regularly. But honestly, 3-4 times a week is sufficient. You don't have to do it every single night.
Let's talk about squalene. You've mentioned it so many times before, but why are we focusing on it today?
Yeah, great question. So squalene and glycerine are kind of two ingredients you're hearing coming through hugely in 2025. Mm. And if you haven't heard it yet, I promise you'll hear so much more of them. So again, going back to that earlier question of primers, there are ingredients to look for in a primer if your skin's quite dry, lethargic, kind of looks dull, you feel like you want to, again, that pep in your step sensation. And then in a skincare capacity, goodness, you're getting them in cleansers and serums and moisturizers and body products now. What do? It literally locks in your skin's own natural moisture. And if you're sitting there thinking, oh, well, I don't have a lot of moisture to lock in, it just keeps whatever you have in and gives it more. So it's almost like a sealant for the best, for want of a better description. It's almost like a sealant that keeps all that goodness into the skin. And it feels like the viscosity or the texture is just so beautiful to put on. So I personally use a glycerin based body moisturizer every night with ceramides all over, and I am just like, my skin's so baby soft going to bed. Whether or not I have body brush, may I say, you don't always have to do them all together. It can be one or the other, whatever suits you.
Okay, fair enough. So again, because like, we want people to just have all the tools at their disposal, but it doesn't mean that you have to try and stick to these every single night, because life, and it doesn't happen. Let's talk about one of my favorite topics of all time, Luscious Lips Hacks. As you know, I'm on Roaccutane, so I am constantly trying to make sure that my lips are moisturized all the time so they don't crack. But this time of year is quite hard. And if you want to go shifting someone on Friday night, you want to make sure that you can.
Or
Thursday, Sunday, or Monday, or any day of the week, to be completely
honest.
We're
not specific. We do not judge. Do you know what? Lips, you're right. And I think the key thing is that I've noticed with our clients is that they'll often cleanse or serum or moisturize their face. But if I ask clients to show me, so if I was to ask you to show me right now, there's a high probability that you'll cleanse around your lips, you'll moisturize around your lips. So we don't actually treat our poor, beautiful, kissable lips in the morning or the evening. So first thing I'd say is really get into looking after your lips morning and evening. So whatever your serum is, whatever your moisturiser is, whatever your cleanser is, you use that in the morning and the evening. And then in terms of lip balms, it actually goes back to the same ingredients again. So your glycerine, your ceramides. I personally love lanolin, so ensuring that it's a vegan sourced lanolin, because lanolin originally is derived from sheep's wool, but it's almost like, again, that word film across the lips. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do swear by petroleum jelly. The only thing I'd say about petroleum jelly is that, just to be aware, it can cause a little bit of blackheads around the lips. So just always being conscious of whatever ingredient you're putting on, it can sometimes have an opposite effect. Okay. But in that moment, I'm like you, my lips are always cracking and dry, and it's sore. It's really tender.
It's so the pain of it.
Yeah, it is. And then one last thing, which I'm a divil for, is just try not to lick your lips. As soon as you feel them, that, I know.
I feel like I'm being called out. I'm literally licking my lips. I was biting my...
I can see you. No, in all seriousness, it's really hard, because as soon as mid-meeting I feel my lips dry, what do? Don't have a product to hand, lick my lips. And that could sound so much more provocative than I intended on a Monday morning on radio. But yeah, just try not to, because you're essentially then momentarily giving them moisture, but the moisture then becomes dehydrated, so you actually further that dehydration. So if you're like you and I, having a lip balm, your go-to, whatever it might be, just at your disposal, and try to look for on the back of the pack what's called the ingredient list. list or the inky list, try to find something with your lanolin, your squalene, your ceramide, your glycerin. So at the higher, at the first few words, that means you're really getting those ingredients onto those beautiful lickable lips.
The only thing, it's like eating a sugar donut and not licking your lips afterwards. It's all I want to do right now. I'm like, oh, my lip balm's here. I'm actually going to put it on while you talk about tanning. Let's talk about tanning. One of my favorite things of all time.
Yeah.
Make you feel better in, I was going to say an instant, but it's more so overnight.
It could be either or. It depends on what you're going for. Do you know what? Tanning, my goodness, I just came back from a fantastic holiday where I went literally the colour of the clouds and I came back a little bit more bronze. So ultimately, I think on this beautiful island of ours, we adore a little bit of a false tan and we never encourage to fake it if at all possible. Or sorry, we never encourage to
always
make
encourage
it.
To fake it.
Thank you, Laura. I'm glad you're paying attention. So yeah, with tanning, if you're getting ready for Friday or as I said, any other date, it's just starting earlier in the week. I think if anyone is like myself and slightly disorganized at times, you tend to wake up on Thursday knowing the event that you're doing or going to is the next day and all of a sudden there's this panic. So I would suggest, you know, do any kind of hair removal or any kind of exfoliation gradually. That's the key word here, is gradually in the lead up to it. I'm a huge fan of acid-based cleansing products, even for the body. So bring whatever you might use on the face down to the body. And the word acid does still tend to terrify people, but actually your skin is acidic. So putting an acid-based body product or an exfoliation product on serves your skin well. So you're thinking like glycolic or salicylic. So doing that maybe like your Wednesday, Thursday if we're working towards our Friday. And then in terms of tanning, it's just, well, everyone has a different desired shade. I love to look like myself, just, you know, slightly warmer.
Yeah.
So just, you know, depending on how many layers you want to go for, but really being mindful of the product you're choosing. And the good news is now that there's so many tanning products that really have got a lot of the ingredients I mentioned.
All skincare,
infused into it. So again, trialing one that really suits you. And then in terms of tips, you'll probably have more than I because you're a tan connoisseur. But for me, the telltale signs as a therapist, I used to do spray tans on people for years for their weddings. You always became so pedantic around the wrist area, the hand area, the neck, anywhere that there's crevices. Mm-hmm. So example, I'm heading into my 40s now, so my knees are telling me that I am. I know I said knees, like how many body parts can you become conscious of? But just, you know, doing slight bends and, you know, being aware that when the skin is straightened out, that there might be a little ripple in it. So for me, it's the knee area, the ankle area, and just moisturizing beforehand. Really affordable body moisturizer on knuckles, ankles, wrists, elbows, anywhere that the tan will adhere to. Mm. And then example, say the event is Friday, come Saturday, Sunday, start moisturizing, absolutely. But then sooner rather than anything, like don't try and hold on to that.
No, get rid of
tan.
It. Get rid of it.
Yeah, start exfoliating it. So it just constantly has that beautiful fresh element.
I think the greatest tip that you can ever have for tanning, because like that, I've been caught by the devil so many years trying to get the tan right in my hands and stuff, is actually if you use a tanning moisturizer and use that on your hands and feet and knees and elbows, because you can blend it up in. You never want them to be as dark as the rest of your body anyway, but they won't be stark white.
and it's trying to get the balance, isn't it?
Honestly, it's.
Okay, are you one of those people that can actually reach their back and do their own tan?
It's my only talent in life.
Okay. That's not your only talent. I disagree.
I get the tanning mitt on the back of my hand and I can flip it up and around. I just, for years of having to do it by myself.
Normal people that can't do that and aren't that flexible and didn't do gymnastics perhaps as a child, we call it the mitt stick. So essentially, back to that body brush and look at this having its own second handle, or your spatula from the kitchen, bear with, and just put a tanning mitt on over so you can just
tan away.
I'm in the studio trying to display how inflexible I am, but it just allows you to get that tan kind of applied all over. And then I'm a big believer in gradual tanners. I just think that is, so a gradual tanner is essentially a moisturiser with a slight pigment in it. They for me tend to keep the hydration in, keep the colour, rather than trying to go from Thursday I've no tan on to working viciously to get it back off by next Thursday to reapply. So just slow and often.
Slow and often all the time. Okay, we all know that whether we like it or not, you can absolutely stink after your tan. It takes two showers to get it all completely off. But if we want to have ourselves smelling delightful, what are we at?
So I have been known for years, Laura Fox, for saying smells don't change cells, right? So can I just explain that for a second, because then answers your question. So when I say smells don't change cells, essentially what I'm saying is in skincare, I would love if people start to realise that there's experiential aromatic elements in skincare, like cleansing balms and spritzes. They usually just smell divine, but they're not really helping the lower layers of the skin.
Okay.
So I'm a bigger fan of people using skincare that have the active ingredients in it, right? Mm-hmm. So just being aware of that. But that doesn't mean I don't love smells.
Yes.
Okay, so you still have to get those smells in. They can bring you back to such a special time in your life. So I do love perfumes. Now I had, and I won't name, but I had a controversial fight with a very well-known perfumier about how I don't endorse people putting perfume onto their skin, but perfume is designed to put onto like your wrist area, so kind of your pulse areas behind your ear and so on, because that's where it blends your pH and it gives it that beautiful smell that's specific to you, but it actually can cause sensitivity to the skin.
Okay.
So a lot of our clients would have what we call solar elastosis. So bear with, you're looking in the mirror, and I'm not trying to get people to add to their woes on a Monday morning, but if you're ever curious, you can look in the mirror, and typically if you're kind of the 50 side and above and you've had a lot of sun exposure in your life, which most of us have had, you'll start to notice that there's almost a red hue. Mm-hmm. And a little kind of white kind of curl or coil. And that's usually what we call, it's a breakdown of elasticity in the skin caused by sun and alcohol. And when you think about, I don't mean alcohol consumed, I mean alcohol that's been sprayed.
Okay.
So when you think about perfume, it has a lot of different types of alcohol in there for the smell, for it to kind of diffuse out, For the ingredient, what's the word I'm looking for?
sorry, I can't.
Preservative. There we go. Thank you. It's like a pop quiz in my own head there. But essentially, that alcohol spraying, as much as it's a beautiful kind of display to do, that alcohol can sit and reside on the skin. Then the excess sun on that area can cause the skin to become less protected over the years. So I actually spray all over my clothes.
Okay, so just on your clothes instead.
Yeah, and then people say, but then my clothes get ruined. I'm like, well, I would choose to ruin my clothes as opposed to long term. Laura's not convinced over there.
No, I'm actually not. I'm like, I'm doing the maths in my head, because I do love sometimes, I love the smell of my perfume day two on my on a top. So I'm quite happy to just drown my clothes. What about my hair? Can I spritz a little bit of my hair? It's going to dry out the alcohol there.
Yeah, not ideal. And do you know what?
I'll take it.
Just be aware of it. So like, again, remember in the olden days, they used to say spray the perfume into
and then
it,
walk into it.
Walk through it like a lady. That's essentially better for the skin because it's evenly distributed. So look, the wrists aren't the, nothing is, this is all just to be said for awareness, but the wrists are kind of where I'd encourage people to do more so, because you don't tend to lie there with your wrists on show, but the neck area, by and large, most of our clothing, we tend to have it out and about, and that sun damage over years, you do tend to notice.
Jennifer Rock, as always, thank you so much. We will see you again next month. That is Jennifer Rock, CEO of Skingredients and the Skin Nerd. We will be right back after these.